Sup guys, welcome to JBM's podcast, Just Bros with
Michaela.
All right, we're
Yay!
Back.
Episode 8.
How fun.
Time's flying.
Yeah.
Seriously, I cannot believe we're actually like doing this all the to like episode 8.
Sorry for the
that
ASMR.
Was really
sorry.
Good.
Yeah.
Sorry. Kind of forgot.
Honestly, I didn't expect the mic to really pick that up.
Of course I haven't, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I can't crack my knuckles like that. Ooh.
You could do, oh, you could do that. I know you could. Mine's gonna be.
It's a problem.
Mine
can do my jaw, but we don't have to get.
Hell yeah! Ew.
I can do the thumb.
This thumb.
Hold up.
That what a way to start off the podcast.
For real.
Hey man.
ASMR guys.
Yeah. Hold up. Can I? Hold up. If I can do my jaw.
Oh. Stop.
That's
really
bad.
Stop it. Because
I can fuck my. All right. Anyway.
I've got ASMR.
Oh,
here we go.
Special guest, Paul.
Hell yeah.
Get
closer.
Gotta get my thumb underneath. I can't get my thumb underneath.
Here, you need it.
Ooh. Ooh.
Kind of
nice.
That was pretty nice.
It cool.
Was
pretty all right. Sweet.
All right.
2 minutes down.
2 minutes down. Yes. So, what's been going on in pop culture today?
What's going on in pop culture?
Yeah.
All right. I have something I want to talk about.
What's up?
Because, all right. Do any of you know or have heard about the movie Roadhouse?
Roadhouse.
From, like, from the 80s. It's with Patrick Swayze.
No.
Is that the one where it's like, oh no, that's Fight Club I'm thinking.
That's Fight Club, yeah.
Okay. I was about to say, is it the one where like, oh, the we don't talk about Fight. One rule of Fight Club is don't talk about
first
Fight Club.
First two rules or first, Fight Club.
I haven't seen that either. References to me are like not good friends.
I mean, all I know Roadhouse is just from Family Guy. Roadhouse.
You get the gist of it. Then. I'm gonna tell you right now. Guess what? Not a great. Okay, it is a pretty good fucking movie. I'm not gonna lie. If you ever watch it, it is pretty good. So Patrick Swayze plays just this fucking like the best bouncer in the world because it's
okay.
the '80s. So okay. Everybody's the best. So
he's the best.
So he's
America.
Like the best. His name's Dalton. They're remaking it with Jake Gyllenhaal. And instead of...
I don't like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, well, then you're not going to like this movie.
Well, yeah, well, because he broke Taylor's heart.
Oh, poor T-Swift.
God, I hope.
The Swifties are here.
Swifties
they
are
me, and,
I don't want
you know,
the Chiefs
yeah.
to win. Don't want the Chiefs to win. Dude, anyway, we're going to get back.
Okay.
No, I don't want to talk about Taylor Swift right now. But no, with that movie, and you probably won't like who the main villain is, it's Conor McGregor.
Oh, I don't really like him either.
Yeah.
Who's that?
The
MMA fighter.
Yeah, the fighter.
Oh,
the guy who is always like trash talking people, who thinks he's all that.
He got the swaggy walk.
I was going to say he's got the fucking.
The meat, yeah.
That hey. Walk. Dude. It's one hell of a walk.
Oh,
biggest,
okay.
Biggest
all
dickest
right, bro,
energy,
okay.
I guess.
Right.
I probably might watch the remake.
That's small dick energy. What are you talking about?
That walk? No. Come on. Like, you see that walk? It's like.
Vince McMahon's got that walk.
That's, yeah, I don't know who that is either.
All right, well, we're at a lost cause here.
That's not a prideful walk. To me, that's a man that has
that
some insecurities. So he commits to the bit.
Okay.
But yeah, no, they're remaking the movie, and from, at least from the 80s, from what I remember, it's very, like, pretty real. Like, the fighting's, like, it's not super choreographed, like, it's just, like, a bunch of, like, couple punches, maybe, like, one judo throw or something like that. Okay, well, actually, now remembering it, he does, like, rip somebody's, like, lyrics out of his throat.
What?
Yeah.
Ew.
Never mind. Sorry. Not realistic. Except for the ending. But no, this one, they really, like, amp it up. Like, he's... Dalton is now an MMA fighter or ex-MMA fighter, which explains why he's such a badass.
Okay.
There's like, okay. If you look at the trailer, he's on like a jet ski. It's very like generic action man now, which I was kind of like,
generic
ugh.
Action man. Okay.
I showed my dad and he got all pissed off about it. But he
because
also.
Because they're making a remake of it? Or?
That, but he also like, my dad was born in 63. So he's seen all the 80s movies and like how the 80s are like trying to come back.
Okay.
And my dad's, like I said, born in 63. He is a boomer. Literally, and like,
okay.
and he knows, and he's sitting there, and he goes, "Why can't? Because they're bringing back this Ghostbusters, Eddie Murphy, Beverly Hills Cop, he's that's like coming confused. Back. Yeah. And he's sitting there. He
Beverly
goes,
Cop's 4, right?
Yeah. And yeah. he's and like Bad Boys. Like Bad Boys is coming for back too. Life, and, he, and he's four. Just sitting there. No, because they didn't. It, no, because I think Bad Boys 3 was for life because they fucked it up or something. I'm not going to get into that. But he's like, man, they really are having a hard time letting the 80s go. And I'm just looking at him like, because he always listens to 80s music. And he's like, no, I know it's in the past. I just want it to die. And I'm just like, all right,
I just
cool.
want it to die.
And so like I showed him like the trailer for all these like movies. And he's just like, mm-hmm. like Eddie Murphy's like in his like similar age to my dad. And he's like, no one wants to see that.
No.
And we love Eddie Murphy. And he's just like, I don't want to see old ass Eddie Murphy trying to do all this shit.
Trying to I'm like really skull. Scared about aging and getting old.
I don't plan on making it to.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't plan to no. making.
I don't plan on making it that far.
Is this
once,
your...
once something breaks, it's game over for me.
What, like it's your not... leg?
Just like.
Like oh, if you break your leg, you're no. just going to give up?
No, I'm fine. No, I can come back from a broken leg. But like the minute I'm just like, I don't know, like I start slowing down, I'm like, all right, time to just fucking. Give up.
Dude, I feel like I'm only like 22 and I already feel like I'm slowing down.
Hell no, dude. I feel like I'm speeding up every day.
I'm speeding up every day.
Speeding up. Okay.
Speedy Gonzalez over here. He's got to go fast.
Getting faster physically, slower mentally.
I thought okay. that's what you meant by break, like mentally break.
Yeah, that's also what I thought too.
Oh, we're getting to that too.
We're getting that too. What do you think of remakes though? Like, you think they should stop making remakes or?
I don't. It's really hard. Like, so with Roadhouse, obviously, like, it's a classic mm-hmm. to some people.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about that remake. I just think it's funny how, like, okay, cool. This is from the 80s. And, like, normally the 80s, it was, like, everything was over the top. That movie was pretty low-key except for, like, a couple things in it. But this movie is now, like, everything's, like, amped up to, like, 11. It's mm-hmm. very, like, generic-ish. But, like, that's kind of what remakes are now. They kind of,
yeah.
like...
Yeah. I know there's talks about having, like, a Harry Potter series, TV series coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a talk. It's going to be a TV series.
Yeah.
On
HBO,
Max.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. I kind of have mixed feelings about it because the Harry Potter series, like, I remember, like, the last movie coming out, like, in theaters and seeing it in theaters. Because
it came out, what, like... 2011, 20, I'd honestly
somewhere
don't
like around there. And I don't know. I just feel like it's a little too soon to do like a whole remake. I love it that it's going to be a TV series so that they can just get more info.
That's the whole point. They want to make it more like, hey, you real, like the movie. Yeah, you like the movies.
Like the book.
But yeah, and they even said the books aren't like one to one with the movie and everything.
Yeah.
The movie's not one to one with the book. But with the series, just kind of like the Percy Jackson series, I guess they're trying to make it. More because they have more time,
right?
But I'm trying to remember how it is. I think like with shows like this, if they have like a smaller like episode like window or whatever, they have a bigger budget. So like I don't know what the budget would be, but I know like I'm assuming the Percy Jackson series is like on like a pretty like good budget because I think they have like 8 episodes.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I think with that's how. I feel like the next few generations, like, it's going to be, like, completely different. Like, TV, I mean, already TV shows are becoming movie quality.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah,
their budget,
definitely.
Like, I know one that was making history is Ted. The
Hell
Ted TV
yeah.
show.
We're talking about
oh,
Ted.
Yeah.
That's why I prepped you the other night. I didn't tell you we were going to talk
oh,
about this.
That's why you made me Ted? Watch that.
Oh,
well, yeah,
it?
Okay, so he showed me the first episode, and
she
I
was
like, what the hell is this? Like,
it's so good.
But it's pretty
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
You thought Ted was pretty okay. Pretty good? Pretty good.
I liked it. I binge watched it. But but no, it's like that's the first like TV show where its main character has to be animated and it's like they
and it's
like,
in almost
no
almost
no
in
no
every
like
shot.
I think it's a really cool I can really appreciate the creativity that went into it because obviously that looks like a ton of work and like it looks really good too.
Oh yeah.
It's just like not my type of humor.
Well no, yeah, but what I'm trying to get at is like based
on
we know is that even I think Seth MacFarlane
he's having a moment.
So, yeah.
He's speeding up, ladies and gentlemen.
So on Logic's I think Logic has a podcast now, but he talked about it
oh
and
God,
how
to let anybody have a podcast
oh,
now these
yeah,
days.
Yeah. Yeah, God, how dare they? How dare he? But he talked about how he found it outrageous when they were like, oh, like, they talked about a prequel to Ted. And he's like, okay, like, you want to make a movie? And they're like, no, a TV show. And he's like, what? He's like, you know how much it costs to animate that bear and have him, like, he's basically the main character.
Yeah.
Of, you know, movie, he gets it, movie budget, but he's like, this is a TV show.
Yeah.
Like, this causes, like, you have no idea. It's kind of hard to watch. Lot of money.
Like, older TV shows that obviously don't have the budget. But it is getting hard to watch because now we're spoiled, with all these amazing TV shows.
I also didn't realize in, like, most TV shows that, like, when they came out, like, oh, you had one episode a week and you weren't binging. Dude, it's rough.
Dude, I can't do some of those shows. I'm still waiting for Percy Jackson to finish up so I can binge the rest of it because I don't like waiting.
Say it did, right?
I'm pretty sure it finished, like, yesterday.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah, because I was gonna start it tomorrow. Well, actually,
okay, we know what Michaela's gonna be doing.
For real this weekend.
But hell yeah! Woo-hoo. But no, I
yeah,
was
I'm not junior.
Like,
I don't binge Grey's entire the shows Simpsons? In like the a day.
I binge watch a lot of shows.
We're very proud
I got
of you.
Skills.
We're very
Thank
proud
you.
Of you.
Thank you. I just have it. Like, it's not that hard to binge. I mean, necessarily.
No, I get it. Trust. I've been there.
You don't have to, like, necessarily sit there. You could also do something else. Yeah, while
my
like,
thing is,
I
like,
clean and binge at the same time.
At a certain point, it goes from, hey, I like this show, to, fuck, I need to get through this now.
Yeah.
And I was like that with The Office, and I was kind of like that with Gotham. I watched the first two seasons. I was like, yeah, season three. I was like, and then I stopped.
That's how it was with Supernatural. I, like, totally binge. Quite a few seasons. I think I was up to like season like 8 or 9.
Damn, I gave up at 7. Fuck.
No, I binged like up to like 8 or 9, and then around that mark, I just got bored, and dude, then I haven't watched it since.
That show, I watched the first episode of season 7, and I went, oh, we're doing the same thing that we've been doing the past 6 seasons.
Yeah, of course.
Goodbye. And goodbye. I had to stop. I cut it off. There are 2 episodes I highly recommend for anybody, and that is the Scooby-Doo episode, Scooby Natural.
Oh,
which,
I showed, that's really
good. I showed Paul.
That
one's fucking loved it.
That one is really good.
So no, Scooby Natural, which is what it's called, and then the, what's the other one? Ghostfacers, which is just essentially Ghost Adventures, but with Supernatural. And they're allowed to curse in the episode because it's all bleeped because it's supposed to be, like, found footage or whatever, which makes
found footage.
Yeah, which is, like, it's so fucking good.
I love those mockumentaries.
It's so good.
Speaking of swearing, my mom watched our first episode. Hi, Mom, if you're watching this.
I'm not going to wave at her.
Wave to your wife, Brogan.
People don't need to know about this.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Why do you want to keep... One of her sirs is going to get mad at
me. One of her sirs.
And we know who you are.
She watched, like, the first episode, and she asked for the link, and I sent it to her, and I was a little bit nervous. And she comes back to me, and she's just like, Michaela, you swear.
You swear.
You say fuck and shit. And I was like, yes. I am a 22-year-old adult.
Fuck shit person.
She's like, I gotta mimic Brogan. Let me just mimic. Let me
my vocabulary list is getting larger the more I grow with swear words.
Same. Just throw in a couple fucks every once in a while. Everybody's like, man, it's sophisticated.
Yeah,
fuck is such
I mostly
a great
only
word.
Swear like around you guys. That's really about it.
I'm a bad influence.
I'm a bad.
It's all right. I'll send your mom the link to like episode 4 about 38 seconds in. And then she'll really get up.
Oh God. If you haven't watched episode 4, go watch it.
Do it.
Skip
Don't to listen to Brogan.
38 minutes.
Listen to Brogan.
Skip to 38 minutes.
All right. Well, Junior,
still debating.
Did you have anything that you wanted to talk about?
Oh yeah, we have coming up the good old anime awards from Crunchyroll.
Ooh.
There's a lot of.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't know either.
It is a thing, of course. They're gonna release the results on March 2nd. So right now for nominations, they got a lot. They got a lot. So I'm going to just
skip all the boring ones.
Yeah, I'm going to just go over.
Best,
like,
animation quality, skip.
Skip.
Best voice casting, skip.
So, like, the list goes for anime of the year. And what classifies as, like, fits in that category, it has to be an anime. Like, there's either their first season can premiere that year, or it has to be, like, basically the next season has to premiere. Like, it has to be aired in that that time, which... Okay. Kind of sucks because for anime that are like continuing and they don't necessarily have like a season to like divide them, aka One Piece. One Piece will never qualify for anime of the year because it doesn't. It never really stops.
End. Yeah,
it never really stops. It's just it's a continued journey.
But once it ends,
but not it
ends. No, well, once it ends, it ends.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're it, right. It cannot. Right. It can never unless they change the rules, of course. But
yeah,
according to the standards now, it will never win anime of the year because it just never releases in seasons. It's just.
Just one.
Yeah, guess what? It's just one.
Okay, so what are the nominations for
Anime of the Year? It's, I'm going to butcher these names, so Jesus. Okay, Bocchi the Rock.
Okay.
Okay.
Chainsaw Man.
Okay.
Okay.
Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
The Swordsmith Village arc.
Good. Yes.
Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, which I feel like that's going to win.
That's probably going to win.
Oshi no Koku. Vinland Saga Season 2.
Okay.
I've seen that one. Yet. It's really good, but I know JJK is going to win for sure.
Yeah.
And in best continuing series, this is where One Piece is able to go cuz
still it's going.
Yeah, it's still going. It's Attack on Titan. Ongoing. Attack on Titan, the final season, the final chapter, special one.
Oh my
god. It's a lengthy. Slayer, the Swordsmith Village arc, Jujutsu Kaisen, One Piece, Spy Family, Season 1, Core 2.
Okay.
Vinland Saga Season 2, and then, yeah, it's just, there's so many categories. I never realized how many categories. If you guys want to, like, see the full list, I'm not going to go through it because it's just, it's really a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And you just go on, if you could just Google Crunchyroll Anime Awards, it'll pop out, the list for 2024, it'll pop out.
So you think Jujutsu Kaisen is going to win Anime of the Year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I
think so, too. Ooh, Brogan, what do you think?
I haven't
seen the whole thing yet because I'm waiting for the rest of it to be dubbed.
It's done.
It is.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, done. Well, I need to watch the rest of it.
I watched it at my house, and then we called you about it, remember?
What?
You call Paul. Me and Paul finished the show, and you're like, what are you guys doing? We finished the show without me?
Yes. Shit, yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you guys.
Just put it on, all right?
Whoa. No, just put it on.
She bust out the tiny fucks. The tiny fingers.
Your mom's going to be very disappointed in you.
She's going to laugh. She's going to be like, oh my God.
She's going to be like, this is how you give the birth.
Paul, you told me that we were going to watch it.
Together.
Oh,
red flag.
God, I don't miss that.
No, not red flag for you.
You were supposed to remind me.
You're supposed to remind him.
I'm not saying red flag for you. I'm saying for him. Because you promised her to watch it, you should have watched it with her.
It's not husband material.
I mean, it hasn't been broken yet. Well, granted, it's not the same, though. It's not the same. It's not the same. Because then you don't experience it, like, first, you know? He's just rewatching it.
Now he's going to have to fake his reactions.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa!
Okay,
shut up!
Fake his reactions, just like how women fake it.
I was literally thinking the same thing. I was like, oh, I wonder.
Okay, I don't care. We're done. We're done talking.
I think that's going to win. And for continuing series, One Piece. My money's going to be on One Piece. It's so good.
What else was up for the continuing?
Spy Family, and then Vinland Saga, JJK.
Okay.
And then I think Demons and Attack on Titan. And then Swordsmith Village.
I don't think Attack on Titan's going
to
win.
Honestly, compared to the rest,
I'll be surprised if Demon Slayer doesn't win anything. Categories. I mean, maybe not like the first two, but it's definitely going to win something.
Do they have anything for like best animation or anything? They do.
Best animation, best design. They have a lot.
God, see, I want to look at those because there are some gorgeous anime.
I will
there.
Tell you the categories. Yeah. I will not tell you what anime because it's a lot.
There's
anime of the year, best continuing series, best new series, best film, best original anime, best animation, best character design, best director, best cinematography, best art direction, best romance, best comedy, action, fantasy, drama, slice of life, best main character, best supporting character, must protect at all.
All right, we're done.
Dude, must protect at all cost characters.
That's cute.
It's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
And best voice artist performance for many, like, different
languages. All the ones. All right.
Like Italian and all that stuff. Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot.
That's good, though. That is a lot.
Must protect character that all costs award. That's pretty funny.
That's pretty cute.
I cannot wait for March 2nd so I could see like who won what.
Yeah. No, you're going to have to come back on the podcast and let us know what you know, wins.
I will. I most definitely will. So excited for that.
I got my top 10.
I got my top 10. I'm just saying right now that I do believe that JJK will probably win Anime of the Year, and that One Piece will win for continuing series.
Mm. Okay.
That's what I got my mind on.
I agree. I agree with your first one. It's the second one that I'm might not be so sure.
I feel like they wouldn't. I don't know. One Piece is just.
Yeah. One Piece is One Piece, you know.
It needs its own category.
it's on a whole different level.
Yeah, for real.
I have no idea. It's so good. I highly recommend people. Still,
I've watched it. I think I've watched like 6 episodes with him in total.
Mm-hmm.
It's solid. I don't hate it.
Well,
but
I don't hate it.
It's hard because it's old animation. It's old.
No, and that doesn't bother me. It reminds me of like
such a liar.
Like OG Pokemon, where I'm just like, God. And then like you see the new one, you're like, what is this?
Yeah. I mean, like I said before, like the animes that are coming out now were just so spoiled.
With
the budget, with just like the animation in
Imagine general. Having like over 3,000 people working on your little project.
To animate one character.
To animate like a single character.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Major props to them, though. The animators,
for real.
They need it. Well, did you see what happened with, hell yeah.
Good job, animators. Hell
yeah. I'll clap to that. But you saw what happened with, like, Into the Spider-Verse. They pushed the date back again.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they pushed it back again or something. I think it's 2025 something, like March or something. It's, like, pushed back, like, further.
At max, I can hold 3 pushbacks. Like, I understand, like, I know some people are like, why are they pushing it back? I want to see it. I'm like, well, I want them to master it.
I'd rather be really good than rush. This long, it's got to be good.
Yeah. And that's the thing that, like, it sucks more because when the first movie or when the second one came out, they announced, hey, you just got to wait 1 year. We're going to pull an Infinity War. We're going to make you wait 1 year. And everybody went, okay, fine. And then everybody
don't get my hopes up.
And then everybody at the studio was like, "Dude, we ain't doing this in a year. What the fuck are you talking about?"
Yeah.
Then they had the strike, and it came out that like they weren't getting any money for like the work that they like put into like either of the movies. And then the studio was like, "You know what? We're gonna pull this back. We're gonna pull back another year." And then the studio was like, "Maybe pull back a little bit more. We don't have our shit together." And then someone tweeted out or like had a post, and it was like, "Due to mismanagement."
Oh.
We are going to be
that's
like back, and I was like, no. So I'm hoping it doesn't like, because my favorite one out of the two is the first one.
Definitely. I mean, like the second one is just a long, what's it called?
Tease.
Yes.
At least
long tease. I think it was worth it.
I liked it.
No. I mean, I thought it was great.
I love how they ended it though. I wasn't. Like,
oh yeah, it's great.
I'm being honest. While watching it, I didn't feel like where was the halfway point, you know? Like, it didn't feel
kept going and going and going.
And then
had its slow moments, and then it picked right back up like nothing.
And then towards the end, like, I thought the end is like, oh, this is the halfway point.
Mm-hmm.
And then it cuts, I'm like,
what? That's what I thought, too. So like, that's why it felt like a tease.
Yeah. I remember watching that movie, and I was like, fuck. And it was right before, like, it ended, like, it. Before it fades to black, the music's picking up again. Yeah. I was like, there is no fucking way we're in the climax now. It's been 2 hours and 20 minutes, and then it ends. And I was like, part of me was like, thank God. And the other part was like, you motherfuckers.
Really? Yeah.
Well, no, because I'm sitting there like, fuck, there's no way they got another hour in here. I'm not stuck to this chair for another hour. This is impossible. Like,
you saw Oppenheimer with us.
Yeah, that was 3 hours. But that's why I was like, but
okay.
I remember like, what? But no, not like a bad thing. I just remember sitting there like, I checked this movie. It was like 2.5 hours. I'm like, there's no way. And I'm sitting there. I was like, fuck, are they really going to cram this in 20 minutes? Just wrap it up. I was like, fuck, I hope not. And then when it fades to black, and then it was like, and I can't remember if it said there or you had to like go online where it was like, oh yeah, in 1 year we'll be back. And I was like, oh, no. Okay. I gotcha.
No, for me, when I was watching it, like it didn't, like the story didn't felt like it dragged too long for me, where
no,
I'm like,
no, no.
But to the point where it's like, yeah, when you check your phone and you're like, you realize, like, wait a minute, I fucking watched this at this time. It started at this time.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's been the runtime. It's like, what the heck?
Well, that's why I was like, it never felt like it dragged, but it's just a long movie. And I'm sitting there and like, I hear the music and I was like, this is gonna be a long climax. Look at my phone and I'm like, oh, we're done.
Yeah, it's all right. Crazy. Can't wait for it. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Me too.
Highly recommend for people that haven't seen it. Watch it.
It's so good. It's so worth it.
It's so good. Sony did something right with Spider-Man. Watch it.
don't. That's a whole other conversation. Yeah, I don't.
That's a whole conversation we're not gonna get into.
We're
gonna
pivot to you now.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're gonna shit talk Sony.
We're gonna shit talk. Woohoo!
Oh, we're gonna shit talk, but not about Sony.
But not about Sony.
Whatever. Not about Sony. We're gonna shit talk about some fucking family vloggers.
The Ace family.
No, not the Ace family. I mean,
stay away from all that shit. I know nothing.
Reality vloggers?
Nah, dude.
It's like reality
family vloggers.
My video's got to be edited.
Specifically, Ruby Frankie. I'm pretty sure that's how you say her last name. So basically, she just pled guilty to child abuse and agrees to testify against therapist Jody Hittlebrandt. I think that's how you say her last name.
Okay. So what?
So basically, it is a mother who has 6 kids. They live in Utah, of course. Sorry, Utah, but you guys do not have the best reputation.
Props to Utah.
So she had a YouTube channel and basically exploited her kids to make money off of YouTube. A lot of family vloggers do this.
I was gonna say, isn't there a kid that just opens like gifts or whatever? And
that kid, he's been doing it for so long, but he makes freaking bank.
Yeah. Kid that opens presents.
He's a kid that literally like, oh my God, I got a new iPad, 84 million views. And everybody's like, God damn.
Yeah, it's because like he's also been like doing it since like what, like 2?
Are you talking
about
Ryan?
Ryan, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I thought his whole thing was that, like, he's a kid reviewer.
Exactly.
That's the whole point. He's got, like, a fam. It's little kids that, like, watch him and everything. Yeah. And, like, obviously, like,
I mean, it's not exactly a family vlog, but it is within that realm of where, like, I feel like parents are exploiting their children to make money.
Content, baby.
Well, it's content, but then it's like, there's good content and then there's bad content. There is.
But we're talking about minors here. They they can't give consent for them to be filmed. You know, especially when they're really little. You know, if they're like 5 to like 10 years old, they don't really know what they're doing. And their parents are coaching them behind the camera to be like, no, you got to react this way. We're going to refilm this.
Yeah.
You know, and like it happens. And so, but basically, let's see. Yeah, so
she pleaded guilty, right?
She pleaded guilty to child abuse because one of her youngest kids ran away, went to the neighbors, and basically said, help me. And when the police got there, they saw that the children were malnourished. And like I think we're like tied up, and
I think I vaguely
it was really fucked up, and like, and so this lady is not good, but also Jody is like her accomplice, so it's the mom, Ruby and Jody, and they're like a team together.
The so-called therapist.
I don't actually really know if she's like.
I want to see her bachelor's degree, her doctorate's degree. I want to know where she studied from.
Exactly. Yeah. So
and whoever gave her a degree, shame on you.
Yeah, like it's really fucked up, and I don't think it's like good what these families are doing. It's a bit different when like they're like teenagers and like they can choose if they want to be on camera, but we already know child stars who are on TV and they're like effed up for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Imagine kids who are YouTubers and they don't have any protection at all.
Yeah, they really
no
don't.
Protection, no say.
There's
nothing.
No laws about it except Illinois. Yeah. Okay.
You mean Illinois?
We have one good law.
Do not call it Illinois. What are you doing?
I don't want to get a ticket on this podcast. I don't want to get a ticket.
So basically, Illinois, put out a law that basically says that child influencers will get a share of the earnings that the YouTube platform made. And so basically, it's an amendment to the state's existing child law labors, and it entitles child influencers to a percentage of the earnings made from the content they're featured in and held in a trust until they turn 18. So, which I think is good for Illinois to be doing that.
Oh, it bugs me because, I know it's good. I'm not saying it's not good, but it's I'm over here, that should be, it should be common knowledge.
Yeah.
I am saying, so many of these family vloggers are exploiting their children and never giving them any money.
Which is really
messed up. That is not okay. These children are working. They're
working class citizens.
They should be getting the money.
They should be compensated for it.
Yeah.
And no, I totally agree. And I'm glad that law. Yeah. Now I'm glad that law. Yeah. I want to say it shouldn't exist. I feel like people should already know. No, I'm saying people should already know this.
I'm glad
it exists to enforce it.
I mean, so people are dumb. Not everybody is like us who have common sense.
It just sounds sad that we have to have a law for it while it should be common sense. But also good that we do have it to protect them.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what I meant by I'm not saying it's bad. We gotta abolish this law. This is outrageous. I want to make money off of my children. No, of course not.
We got one good law in Illinois.
We got one.
Hell yeah, baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I got a question for you.
What's
so,
that?
So let's just say if one of your kids wants to start making content, expresses that they want to start making content with you. Jesus, I can't talk. But when would you allow them to? What age?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm not going to have kids. I don't plan on having kids, but I have thought about this because maybe I'll adopt one day, but I'm not totally sure. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
But if I were to have kids, I don't even know if I would let them be online until middle school.
Okay. You don't want them to be corrupt at a young age?
No, especially full access to the internet, not until middle school. At least definitely not in elementary school. There are some of these kids that I see on TikTok that are Gen Alpha, that are making TikToks, and I think it's weird. I don't think that's right.
I mean, yeah, I got cousins who are making TikToks as well, but they their behavior though, it doesn't really affect them. The parents, don't really, it's hard to control what they see on TikTok.
I think there's a difference between posting publicly and posting privately for your family and friends.
Actually, I don't know if their accounts are... I think they are private. I think they are.
Yeah. My sister, Lexi, she would make TikToks, but she did not post it publicly. It was only for friends and family. My mom had to approve who followed her and everything. But these other kids that I've been seeing who do, Get Ready With Me, they're getting, thousands, almost millions of views. Yeah.
Which is weird.
Which is weird for an 8-year-old. I don't know. I just
especially
don't think
when
that's
you look
right.
at who's viewed it or whatever.
There's creeps on the internet. They're saving their videos. This is real life, you're just not in the bubble of the internet. This is real people are looking at your child. I don't know. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, for me, I think I would let them, but it depends on. I mean, it's like they say, you're gonna know your kid the best, right?
Exactly.
And I think it would just depend on what type of thing they want to do, what they want to express, what type of content they want to make, if they want to make a cooking, a little cooking segment, and I'm I'll help you out, and I think I would monitor like the comment. I'll let them see which you comment.
You gotta be a good parent first.
Yeah.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like, don't just let them go out into the wild west of the internet. Like, that is not good parenting.
The wild west. Yeah, it's not a scary parenting.
It is right scary. There.
I'm trying to think of what the wild west of the internet was for me. ASDF movies?
I was on Club Penguin.
Never got into it.
I never got into it too late when they were like
shutting down.
Yeah.
They were shutting down.
Which I'm like ashamed of.
Yeah, I was on Club Penguin and Pop Tropica, you know, and like those were like. Wizard 101.
Holy fuck.
That too. Oh my God, that too.
Forgot about that.
I probably made so many accounts because I like forgot like. What?
I did it so many times.
But I never got into it. I think I was just too young to like comprehend it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just gave up.
Me too.
Club Penguin, though, was simple. That's the only.
I remember like having like a boyfriend on Club Penguin. Like, aww. You know, just like, but he could have, or she could have been, you know, a weird 30-year-old man, Paul. Why are you looking at me like
or
that?
Or 30-year-old woman. You don't know.
Or 50 years old, you know, there's like...
60.
Yeah.
Like, no, we don't, 80. We don't discriminate ages on this podcast.
Be 80 on his freaking Motorola playing Club.
I had a Motorola.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, I mean, for me personally, I just... It needs to be controlled and it needs to be done right, you know? That's just me, though.
I completely agree.
Yeah. I feel like everyone should agree. I feel like it's
you would given. Hope so, yeah. But some people just don't care.
That's why I don't
prime example
want
lawsuit.
Kids.
Yeah,
don't want kid. Don't want to, you don't want to deal with that.
Not really. Honestly, no. I
see Brogan as a grandpa, not really as a dad.
The fun uncle.
Maybe, dude. It's the just funkle. It's one of those things funkle. Where like. Like, I can barely take care of myself. I'm 23. There is no way I'm going to be, like, able to take care of a kid. Like, kid's going to want to, like, stick his finger in the socket and just be like, you know what, dude, here's a fucking fork. You find out.
Let me know how it is. Then I'll try it.
You let me know how. Okay. Get back to me on that. Guess what?
A test subject.
He's not going to do it again. You live and learn.
We're learning his parenting style right here.
I am very much a gentle parenting style. The gentle parenting. It sounds bad, but I really do believe in it.
I'm glad you do. I was raised the other way.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you're probably effed up in some ways that you don't even
probably.
Know. Yeah. Sorry, Brogan's parents if I'm like bashing you right now.
No.
This is gonna be a whole new topic here.
Yeah.
Brogan's trauma.
Brogan's trauma. Oh my God. Actually, what I want to get into is some hot topics.
Let's go.
Mine is Paul, would you pull this up for the audience? I wanna pull it up first. Give us a little break. All right. That ad, you might be hard for you guys to see it. So basically what the ad, it's for H&M, and it's back to school outfits. And the caption is, make those heads turn in H&M's back to school fashion.
I remember this.
And people are criticizing it because they're like, over sexualizing the children. Because of the, because of the statement,
make your heads turn.
Oh. Yeah.
And I
did not get those vibes.
I got more of the like, hey, stylish.
Yeah. Like be on trend, you know? Yeah.
Like, hey guys, make those heads turn. Like,
if they were wearing something like more
scandalous.
Yeah, maybe I'd be like, all right, cool.
But for a 10-year-old? I mean, they look like normal kids to me.
I mean, like, I guess
I don't think there's anything wrong with their outfit.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know. I feel like especially in text, the tone of voice gets lost and could be easily misinterpreted.
Yeah.
But then again, it's like, then why are you looking at the picture and interpreting it that way?
Exactly. That's my point. They are outing themselves. They're like
creeps.
Or the Karens out there, honestly, just trying to start something. I mean, a lot of backlash happened. They took it down, of course. Yeah. I mean, obviously,
seriously?
They're going to do that.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm like,
when you're a brand like that, you gotta nip that shit in the butt.
And I wanted to bring it up because I'm like, do you guys like I mean, obviously,
I don't think there's anything wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong.
That picture's fine. Someone...
This is the... Sorry.
No, you're good.
This is the point where I think people get a little bit too sensitive. Cancel culture on the internet. It's just like, dude, relax. Like, they obviously didn't mean it like that.
Like, and they didn't expect anyone to take it like that.
You're taking it, like, at a weird turn. Like, I don't, like... Like, you're kind of the gross one here.
Somebody got bored on a Tuesday morning and was like, whose day can I ruin? Oh, H&M.
H&M? Let's go.
And it's a damn shame because I like H&M. I like H&M. They have really nice clothes. Their hoodies, top tier. Highly recommend to go there for their hoodies are really nice. H&M,
sponsor us.
Please, send me hoodies. I will rep them. I will wear them every single episode. I'm not lying. I'm going to tag H&M in this episode. I will. Sponsor me.
I'll tag it in the TikTok ones. Too.
Yeah. But yeah, that's I just saw that and I'm like, really? I'm like, is it?
I don't know. I don't see any problem with it.
No.
At first, though, I thought you were going to be talking about something about like them being twins or something. I don't know. I was really trying to figure it out. I was like, huh? Like.
Damn, I should have started off like that. Like, what do you see wrong with this? Like,
yeah. We would have been here for a minute.
Yeah. Like,
there's
I would have been like, maybe their socks are uneven. I don't know.
What goofy mistake that they made.
Yeah, something stupid that someone was like, how dare
one's
you.
One's actually a boy.
Or like, is it AI?
AI. Ooh. But yeah, no, it was just because of the comment. And that they're just children. And it's like.
That's crazy.
Because they're like, oh, you're going to make...
I remember being that young and being like, you know, I want to be like the cool girl. I've never been the cool girl, but that's okay.
In a way, it's like, I mean, I get it because I think I get it for maybe the older generation of like the, like, oh, you're going to make heads turn. Like that's like a negative thing.
I guess I just never really seen it like that because like, I'm always complimenting people with outfits that I see. If I like it, I'm going to say something. Oh, yeah. I don't know. That's just me.
I agree. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
So H&M, we don't think you did anything wrong.
I
want to
see
people
who made
that
comment.
Yeah.
And just
I wonder who made that comment.
Was that on Instagram? What was that on?
I think it was Facebook.
It's always fucking Facebook.
I think it was Facebook.
Check out Facebook and see what that motherfucker's into.
Speaking of Facebook and old people.
Oh, boy.
Well, okay, we already know, like, my issues with old people.
With the old people. Well, really grinds my
ears. We're circling back to it a couple episodes later.
But now I have a problem with men in
old
general.
Oh, in general.
Typically older men... who like to talk to me at my job. All I'm gonna say is that sometimes women just like cannot catch a break sometimes. We've all heard the saying of like guys being like, oh, you should smile more. You know, I feel like, or if you guys haven't heard that, you know.
I've heard it. I get told every day.
Okay, cool.
Hey, you should smile more. You're a girl?
No.
Are you trying to say you're on the same level as her?
No.
Okay, shut up, whatever. And so, at my job, I try to leave my crap at the door, you know, I try to always go in with a good attitude, I'm a smiley sort of person, and I think that it's just boring and depressing when people are boring and depressing, you know, and it's just like, it just tears other people down, and I just don't like it. And so, when people come by, I'm like, you know, hi, how are you, you know, like... I'm going to try to make this the best experience possible, not just for the customer, but for me, because I cannot just be like this all day. It would like ruin me.
How's your day? That type of shit.
Yeah. Just like, or like not say anything and have like no thoughts behind my brain.
I got that one coworker.
Yeah. It is just so exhausting and I can't do it. But I have had multiple comments be like, why are you so happy? Not joking.
Really?
Why are you so happy? One of my regulars asked me that.
Fuck that guy.
And I was like, huh? I was like, why do you ask somebody that? Like, that made no sense to me. And he was just like, yeah, like, every time I see you, you're just so happy all the time. And I was like, huh?
This is just some dude?
Yes.
Oh, this isn't even one of your coworkers. So wait, he's a regular?
No, he's a customer who's a regular.
Why are you always so happy?
Why are you always that fucking weirdo?
And
Whoa, bleep that out.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Fuck you, Brogan.
Can you keep that one in, though?
Yeah. We'll keep it in.
Right, we're just going to bleep that out.
I haven't been bleeped yet, so I'm really proud that this is not
name-dropping places, dog.
I name-dropped
this. Unless we're reviewing it.
Okay, let me finish. He is not the only person who has asked me that. Literally today, somebody was like, oh, don't be too happy. You're working. I was like, what the fuck? Like... What is the thought process when you say that to somebody? Oh, you can't be too happy. You're working. Like, yes, bitch, I know that I'm working right now. I am sorry that I am happier than you, that I am not, like, as lonely as you.
I'm younger
like,
than
I
you.
I am sorry that I'm younger and prettier than you.
Oh, shit.
Like... Shut up. I do not need to deal with you and your attitude right now. Like,
shit's popping off.
Dude, it just bothers me so much. But I have had the opposite, too. I've had, is something wrong? Are you okay? I don't have a resting bitch face. I have a resting sad face. People always think I'm crying. Like, not gonna lie.
I just
have the big, the puppy eyes. I just always kind of look like I'm on the verge of tears, which maybe I kind of am, but and so
she's gonna have a mental breakdown at this
always,
very moment.
Always almost at look a mental at breakdown.
Look. Zoom in, cameraman.
On the verge.
Oh my God.
There's one happy thought in her brain, just keeping it all together. We don't know what it is. We're going to
try to work. But now she's too happy. Now you got to tone it down, man. Like, I can't do nothing.
But seriously, I've had the opposite of like, are you okay? Man. And it's just like, man, I can't win. I cannot win. I was just like, people just leave me alone. Just leave me be. Like, I am already struggling enough. I can't do it. So yeah. That's my rant for today.
Why? That was a good rant.
Thank you.
Are you less on the verge of a breakdown now?
No, I feel like I'm wired up. I feel like I'm almost at one.
Right. Yeah, that's just why.
You gonna join the hype train too, Junior?
What?
So you gonna join the hype train too?
Hype train, yeah.
I got so hyped I name dropped a place. Michaela's almost have.
I'm not gonna name drop it. But I'm like, yeah, that's a little weird to
Isn't
like make those
weird?
Comments. I mean,
like,
I wouldn't
seriously like okay. The first time it happened, it really kind of threw me for a loop because I was like, huh, like, that's really weird.
Yeah.
But it has happened to me, like, 4 times now.
Let me ask you, would it be,
And it's all been men.
Yeah.
And it's all been older, like, middle-aged men.
What if the guy asks you like this, like, if, like, they're like, oh, hey, how are you? And then you said, I'm fine. And they ask you, do you enjoy working here and stuff? And then... You say, oh, yeah, like, whatever your response is. And then they go, like, oh, okay. Like, I was just wondering, because it seems like you're always cheery. So, like, would that be more tolerable?
That'd be normal.
Like, that'd be, right?
I mean, like, I feel like that would be fine. You know, it's just like.
Rather than just, why are you so happy?
Why are you so happy? That was really weird. And I told him, and I was just like, oh, yeah. Like, I mean, I try to come in with a good attitude. I think, being happy spreads your energy to other people because I am very reflective on other people. If somebody else is sad and I am by them, I'm sad too. I just feel other people like that. I'm not going to be sad all the time around people.
No.
I just can't.
I feel like...
I'm sad by myself.
I'm sad by myself. If I said something like that, don't touch me. But no, if I said that, I would have been like, I feel like one of two ways, either guy's a total fucking tool, or he was like sitting there and didn't mean it that way or meant it how he did. Because I've said stuff like that and I'm like, no, I definitely have to explain what I said so they don't think that way.
No,
but then,
they didn't explain themselves at all.
No,
like,
so either he didn't,
I don't know.
Either he didn't give a shit.
It could
or
also be the fact, I mean, did you call him out on it or no?
You're I'm not going to call people out on that, especially not on the job. Like, that is
true.
Not,
hell no.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, true. But it's like, I mean, I kind of get like it's just weird how men like think like we think differently, and it's like, because there's been moments, like even with me and my girlfriend, how I say something, and then I don't realize how it like sounds until they like, until like my mom would get in and be like, oh, like, did you hear what you just said? I'm like, no, and then she'll repeat it back to me, and I'm like, what the fuck, like.
Yeah.
Like my brain doesn't
process it. Sometimes
it
just doesn't register. Yeah. Men and women just think and communicate differently. And I'm all for like women equality, you know, I'm a feminist, you know, I'm a girl's girl.
Equal rights, equal fights.
Don't say shit like that.
Junior.
On the fucking podcast.
No. And
it's a joke.
But you know, just like men and women are just raised differently. Environmentally, you know. And it's just like we just have to be more patient and communicate with each other and say, you know, things that we're feeling, because sometimes things just get miscommunicated and it happens, and that's okay long as we are respectful of each other and just move on.
I feel like that's a really good note to end.
I was gonna say, peace, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Get along with each other. It's okay. You know, miscommunication is perfectly normal. We're all humans. We're gonna think differently. And
real.
Just validate each other's feelings, because
they're valid.
Yeah. Feelings are valid.
You know what's also valid? Liking and subscribing.
Oh my god.
I was waiting.
I was waiting. I'm like, which episode is it gonna be?
Oh, we always do that. We always say that.
Oh, have
but
we?
That, yeah.
This is episode 8, y'all.
I guess I've zoned out.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for listening.
In.
Drink water.
Please
drink
sponsor
water.
Me.
Water. If you have a headache, drink water.
Drink water. Drink water. H&M, please sponsor. I'm here.
H&M.
I'm Michaela.
I'm Brogan.
I'm Junior. And this is JBM Podcast.
Woo!
See ya.
Bye. Deuces.